Hi, Sandra. Sorry, I forgot to say hello to you. It would be nice if we could see you too, but it seems you're hiding.
I'm sorry, Dr. Yapano. It's just that I don't have time to get ready or anything, so I'm in my PJs
Messy
at
here is
the end of the
okay.
evening.
All right, everyone.
It's okay.
So we're going to begin tonight's meeting. So good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Nominating and Governance Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara, and I'm the Executive Assistant here at Magnolia Public Schools. It's a pleasure to be with you all here today. Before we begin, I did have two quick reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you are a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. However, if you're sorry, but if you feel comfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, to the members of our board and staff, as always, please state your name before speaking. And with that, we're going to begin tonight's Nominating and Governance Committee. The day is Monday, March 29th. The time is 5:41 p.m. Dr. Yapanom, may you please call the meeting to order.
Yes, I'm calling the Governance Committee meeting to order at 17:42. Thank you, Jennifer, for putting this together.
Of course, Dr. Yapanom. So now I'll take roll call so we can establish quorum. Dr. Yapanom?
Present.
Dr. Digbash?
Here.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Thank you to our board members. We have quorum. Next on the agenda, we'll go on to the public comments. As a reminder, you're 3 minutes to state your comments, 6 minutes if translation is needed. Do you have any members of the public that would like to give a comment? You can unmute yourselves now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move on with the agenda. Next, with the approval of the agenda, the motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Dr. Yabano. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll now take vote. Dr. Yapanol?
Yes.
Dr. Digbash?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Thank you to our board. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to the approval of minutes from the regular Nominating Governance Committee meeting from April 20th, 2020. The motion is to approve these minutes. Would a board member like to move the motion?
That's so moved.
Thank you.
I can't believe it's almost a year since we had our last meeting. This year will be different, hopefully.
Definitely. Is there a second to the motion?
I was not in that committee at that time. Do I still vote on it or no?
Yes, you can still vote.
Okay, so I'll second it.
You did receive the minutes, right, Ms. Covarrubias?
I did. Okay. I did. I did read them.
Perfect. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll now take vote. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Digbash?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you to our board members. The minutes for April 20th, 2020 has been approved. Next, we'll move on to the recommended action items, starting with 2A, approval of the creation of the Development and Fundraising Committee. This will be presented by Dr. Yalbanol, our chair for the Nominating and Governance Committee meeting.
Yes, I actually would like to do this along with Ismail, who is the driving force behind this. I am helping him out. But basically, we are missing one of the most critical committees from the board, which is the Fundraising and Development Committee, who is responsible in helping our chief executive staff members in the home office to help funnel some funds into the projects that we are trying to do. And this is one of the areas Magnolia has been a little weak compared to other CMOs. And I really would like to see the change. And I think this is the right step in that direction. But basically we have so much to do, but we have limited funds. So getting this additional help would help us free up some funds for us to invest in most critical areas that we see would be very helpful for us to be successful. Ismail, I would like to really give you the opportunity to explain the reasoning behind this. I mean, you are the driving force. I don't want to steal your thunder. Please take it away.
Yeah, thanks for that, Dr. Yapanan. And good evening, everybody. Happy to be with you all tonight. This is actually a very exciting time for Magnolia and my time in my 6 years now with the organization. You know, the prioritization of development work and fundraising is really going to put us in a different position as an organization. And to Dr. Yapanov's point, alongside some of our CMO partners like Alliance, Green Dot, KIPP, SoCal, and others that have made the prioritization of their development offices a key driving force of their organization. And what that really does is it creates a culture of giving. And that's a big part of what we're trying to do here. And it really does have to start from the very top, which is our board. And so working alongside Alfredo and the team at the home office is fantastic, and it's great, and it's necessary, but it's very challenging if it does not involve the board. And so the creation of this Magnolia fundraising committee is very essential, because it will now involve conversations from the board level down, all the way down to our school site. So part of our process that we just discussed with our principals last week during our monthly principals meeting is how this is gonna work. And really the way it's gonna work is it starts with Alfredo, our CEO and superintendent, and me and the development and communications department. We review prospective funding opportunities, you know, some that are, you know, even a year out. And those really get funneled in our weekly conversations. We then are going to look to the governance committee, and of course, a lot of that being led by Dr. Yapa now, with a new fundraising committee for feedback. Feedback, not just in terms of like what you think about it, but how we can then move that needle forward. So that could it potentially lead to some like quality introductions, which, you know, we all know in the development world that relationships is key to all the work that we do. Then what happens is we then introduce them to the academic team led by Erdin Chajar, our chief academic officer, during their bi-monthly meeting. So I'll bring these proposals to the table and we have conversations. And quite frankly, not every proposal makes it through that vetting process, because we look at priorities happening at the moment, some that are, you know, downstream a little bit, and we make decisions collectively. It's a collaborative effort. No way is this gonna get done alone. And we know that. And we know that because of best practices from other CMOs that we're working with. Some specifically, for example, like KIPP SoCal, which is part of the LA Coalition group that we belong to. And we've learned a lot from their processes as we grow from a young development department to one that's a little bit more mature. The next step in that is we make recommendations to principals. So as part of the process now, we present these opportunities to principals during the monthly principals meetings and get their feedback. I'll send out surveys to them. They respond back to me and let me know what their thoughts are or directly. And then what we do as a grants team is make those decisions, and I'll connect either directly with the principals, or I'll send out some emails in groups when it involves more than one school. And at that point, we create grants teams at the school site, someone that's going to be the lead, someone's going to be working closely with me, and we get to grant writing. And that's a process that we've developed that works for Magnolia. But to digress a little bit, it's very challenging when we don't have that level of support from the board. And again, that's the purpose of this conversation today. We have had some glows, and they're fantastic. And we've reached over 80% of our fundraising goal for this year. However, again, by prioritizing this from the board level down, we'll be able to heighten those efforts as we get into 21-22, prioritize fundraising and become and cultivation of new donors, and really create a culture of giving at Magnolia. Again, this is really the key. And it's really about prioritization. Again, it's not about funding, because if we can prioritize this, we can raise those funds, you know, and I think that's the key to moving this forward. Some of the keys that we've learned, for example, that have been super helpful this year, as we've kind of kickstarted this young development department, is how to work closely with our principals. And one of the things that we've learned is that going into 21-22 and shifting our strategic plan which I know I shared with Jen Lara, and I think she shared with the committee here, is that we're going to be shifting some of our priorities in terms of how we support our schools. Because at the end of the day, I am here as a development lead to support our schools. And so when we look at the prioritization of the areas, including the academics, right? So the six areas really quickly: academic enrichment, special education, mental health support, professional development, arts, whether it be virtual or in person, and then general operating. Those have been our like North Star. However, we also have different ways and resources of revenue. And in conversations with Dr. Yapa now, Alfredo and the team, we're looking at maybe shifting some of those priorities for next year so that they're more aligned with what we've learned in the last year and a half as we've been really kind of developing this department out. And one of them is, for example, the idea of maybe focusing more on corporations. So Dr. Dick Bosch, for example, through Qualcomm has been able to do matching gifts. We'd love to expand on that for next year and really dive deeper and have the fundraising committee, through their efforts, make some of those introductions, right, and develop some of those relationships. Because quite frankly, we know that the CMOs that are successful have those relationships built and they're established. And during COVID, it was really that portfolio of donors that were granting grants to their already current portfolio of donors. They weren't really introducing a whole lot of new ones. And so we want to be part of that portfolio. And the only way to do that is through relationship building. We've also learned that some of the principals really have great, great ideas. But it goes back to how we can help them and how the board can then also help to create that culture. One way, and I'll end with this, is through an initiative that I know Dr. Yap and I have discussed, which is like the Give or Get program. And it's really about creating a culture of giving at the board level, because if we can demonstrate to our school leaders, our teachers, our parents, that we're a culture of giving, they will respond and they will follow suit. But it starts with us, you know, at the home office, with the board as well, to really create a culture of giving. So we'll talk more about that later. We know we don't have time in this meeting. But to close, we are prioritizing fundraising at Magnolia, and we need you. We need you if we're going to be successful. We need this committee if we're going to be successful. And we need you to help us build those relationships so that we can really uncover like these new donor profiles that we haven't uncovered in years past. And we're in a position now, as we're kind of getting past COVID, to start to create some of those relationships and build on the ones that we've started to build over the last year and a half. So I stand here with you collectively to move this forward. I'm very much in support of this committee being formed and being a part of the conversations. And I thank Dr. Yap and the rest of the team for moving this forward. So I'll stop there and I'll hand it back over to Dr. Yap now.
At this point, I'd like to open it up for questions from the committee members. If you have any, if anything is not clear or you have questions, comments, guidance to provide to Mr. Soto, that would be appreciated.
Thank you. Before we do so, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Yeah, I have a question. So for other charters, like, do they have dedicated committee for that, or are they driving by some executive team without having a separate fundraising committee?
It's a great question, Dr. Dick Bosch. And there's a couple of answers to that. One, they have prioritized development in terms of manpower. So we know in development, and actually a study was just released last week by the Chronicles of Philanthropy, that it takes money to make money. And really what they're looking at is a 3x investment. So whatever you're able to invest at like a district or foundation level, you typically should be expecting about a 3x return. What that also means is that a lot of the CMOs, for example, KIPP has its own foundation. And so the foundation will be like that arm, that fundraising arm, and they'll support the work that's happening at the ground level, the district level. But you're talking about development offices that have an excess of 5 to 10 people working those, so from major gifts to research to development work, grants writing. And so they've invested heavily in this work, but they're also seeing the benefits of that commitment and prioritization as well.
Thanks.
Ishmael, this is Serdar. I have a question. Do we have information in regards to who are the donors for the other CMOs so that we can share with the committee and with the CT maybe so that we can have an idea in terms of what that looks like for other CMOs?
Many of the CMOs actually post their some of their donors on their websites or public websites. Some others I've put into my development grants management portal for research purposes, but I can certainly share that with the committee at a future meeting and or with the C team sooner so we can discuss like potential targets for next year. But so the answer is yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Any further questions from the members of the board?
I think once we have the committee, the goal should be 10% of our revenue as the external funding. Currently, it's like what? Less than 0.5%? 200,000 to 60 million?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's always the difficult question in terms of putting a target. And I think part of it, it's based on your relationships that you've built, the history you have of giving. So that number historically, for example, I'll use Kip again since I mentioned them. If you look at a 10-year pattern for the last 10 years, what they've been doing this for about 10 years. They started with a very nominal goal and they built up for that every year thereafter. So every time you can see a tick in their fundraising goals that they raise, it's when they invested in staff. So every time they invested, you see the tick in donations that were raised. And every time they invested in another two people, it kept going up. And that's, again, the prioritization of the organization for fundraising. So it's a challenging one, but one that we can talk through as we kind of get into the end of quarter four, which is in June, into what our targets should be next year, depending on what kind of commitments we're ready to make as the organization.
Okay, great. So there is another meeting. If there are no further questions, one thing I'd like to clarify is that some time ago, we passed this community members serving as committee members. And I think we are going to keep that promise and we are going to activate that opportunity to be able to bring in new talent and skills from outside people. And this might be as well the first committee to have a community member. But this is a discussion for our next governance committee meeting where we will discuss and decide on these issues before we take it up for the full board. The focus of this meeting is just to approve this committee, creation of this committee for this meeting so we can solicit members from the board. Mr. Soto, I would like you to reach out to the board to ask for volunteers to serve on the board, on this committee. And then this will go to the April full board meeting to be approved at that regular meeting. With this, if there are no further questions, I'd like to make the motion that the governance committee would recommend approval to the full board the resolution to create the development and fundraising committee as part of the standing MPS board committees starting on our April board meeting, which is on April 16, 2021.
This is Alfredo. It's April 15th.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so it will start the next day. Okay.
And Dr. Yapanov, if I may just make a quick suggestion before that this motion is moved forward. I would just recommend removing the word development and the dash. Just fundraising committee, I think, encapsulates the work that we're going to do. Development is more overarching. So
okay.
I think it makes more sense to just call it, for namesake, fundraising committee, if I may.
So we did, so this committee has some overlapping work with the outreach. Like, who is doing outreach? Who is which committee currently? So that's something we need to clarify also.
So the outreach committee, typically in the past, this is Alfredo, by the way, that outreach work was done with the stakeholder committee. But when we did, when we did truncate our staff from 4 to then 2, then the outreach piece has not been going as strong, or we haven't had an emphasis there. But it would be the stakeholder committee.
Okay, maybe it might make sense to shift some of those priorities to this committee because fundraising is outreach mostly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not like we are going to write PRs and stuff, but we need to do some outreach work to be able to reach out to the people, funders and everything. So I don't know how we are going to structure it. We might revise the responsibilities of stakeholder and this committee to make it clear who is going to handle what.
Yes, we will do that. And the beauty is we do have the budget development process happening as we speak. And we're hoping to add some more, members. Okay. To the obviously the outreach team and the fundraising development team. So we will make sure that we make those shift as we present this info to all of you.
Okay, so then the motion becomes governance committee would recommend approval to the full board the resolution to create the fundraising committee as part of the standing MPS board committees starting on April 16th.
Can I, Benefan. This is Aaron, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Serdar.
From my experience and correct me if I'm wrong, but typically the nonprofits are calling the fundraiser committee development committee. That's the common practice, at least from my readings and my kind of involvement with the nonprofit boards. The subcommittee is most of the time called development committee. Mm. And it's basically fundraiser and development, those wordings are, the terms are used interchangeably, but I think most of the time the committees are called, the committees itself are called development committees.
I actually like it because more smooth and like to the point, I feel. Mr. Soto, what do you think?
I'm sorry, Dr. Abin, you cut off right when you said
okay. Fundraising sounds a little offensive to me as well. I mean, it just makes our intent very clear. Development looks more of a inclusive term to use, I feel. I don't know what other...
I think I'm open. And actually, I sit on a board as well in Orange County at the Heritage Museum. And we actually combined two committees as well that I actually co-lead. And it's actually titled the Fundraising and Outreach Committee. So they combine both. And it's very much in line with what conversation we're having here. So if it's development and outreach or fundraising and outreach committee, I think it serves both the same purpose. If fundraising seems a little bit offensive, then we can just go with development and outreach committee, if that makes sense to everybody.
Okay, so you want to add outreach functionalities as well to this?
I think it makes a lot of sense because it's very much in line with the work we're doing.
Well, in that case, since you already have outreach, then instead of passing the motion, then doesn't it make sense to, I guess, revisit, reconsider, and either merging them, calling outreach and fundraising or outreach and development, whatever, and then discuss in the next governance
meeting? I agree. Jennifer, we are already planning another meeting for governance committee. I think this item needs a little bit more discussion and maturity. Can we take this up, table this item for now and continue in our next committee meeting where we would consider the responsibility of the other committees so we can shuffle things around?
Yeah, for what we could do is still say the motion and make an amendment to bring this at the next governance committee meeting. That way this item could be tabled and for minutes purposes, we could do that.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to hold the other meeting as well. So this was helpful. I think thank you very much for all the feedback. But this needs a little bit more discussion along with the consideration of other committees that we have so we can shuffle things around at a larger time frame.
Dr. Yapanel, does Soto need us to do this committee now? Soto, do you need this committee now or can it wait?
Short answer is it's not pressing. We're still in the planning process for next year. So we still have 3 months planning time. So I think if we were to table it for next month's meeting, I think there's still plenty of time for us to kind of think about the shuffling of positions and who would be best suited for development and outreach committee.
So I know it's not next month. We are going to have the next meeting probably in a week or so because we planned a much longer meeting. This was just a short time frame available. So that's why we bring one of the items to this committee, right, Jennifer? It will be like next week sometime or what do you think?
Well, go ahead, Jennifer. I'll add my feedback.
So we do have spring break. If we're going to follow the regulations for Brown Act, that we would have to post the agenda by latest April 5th if we're going to have an April 8th governance meeting. If it's not too much of an importance, and since we do have other pressing items, we can move it to the next week, but that's you and Alfredo's discretion.
If we move to next week, can we still bring those items to the full board for April approval?
Yes.
Okay, then that makes sense, yeah. Yeah, I really would like you to have a relaxing spring break. You deserve it.
Thank you. Okay, so then we will schedule something for the same week as the April 15th board meeting then.
Yes, makes sense. Okay. If it's early in the week, then the full board will have opportunity to read all the documentation by the full board, like maybe another Monday evening.
Okay, that'll work.
So Dr. Yapana, for the April 15th meeting, you want the committee to, you want the whole board to get informed of this new committee that we're trying to develop? Is that the plan, or are you planning to put the committee together?
So this meeting allows Mr. Soto to reach out to the board that this committee is in the works, so we can get some volunteers. And in our next meeting in April, maybe 11 or something, 11, 12, April 12th, mm-hmm. we can discuss and maybe also include the names of the committees and clarify a little bit more of the responsibilities. So it will be like ready to approval for the full board. Does it? Okay. Do you agree to that?
Okay, yes, thank you.
Okay, my pleasure, thank you. Okay, with this then, we are tabling this item to the next meeting to be scheduled by our Jennifer Lara.
Yeah, I could also read a amended motion just so we can take a vote.
Okay.
So the amended motion based out of everyone's recommendation is moving the move for the governance committee to postpone the approval to create the development and outreach committee for further discussion at the next governance meeting.
So moved.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Dickbush. I'll now take vote. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The amended motion has been approved.
Perfect. Okay, so with this, I would like to close this meeting of the committee. Thank you so much for committee members and home office staff for joining us, and we'll be moving to the regular meeting.
Thank you. Special meeting. For a minute's purposes, we adjourn the meeting at 6:08 p.m. Bye, everyone. Okay. See you in the next one.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.